Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Kansaland Radio.
And we welcome you back to Donovan West High School. It's match number 2 of 3. Donovan West Triangular tonight, TVL Volleyball. It's our final regular season broadcast. Of course, we're inching up closer to the postseason. We'll have plenty of volleyball postseason coverage here across the airwaves. But until then, this is our last regular season broadcast. And the first matchup of the night, Donovan West taking care of business, defeating Troy in straight sets. Or I should say Frankfurt, beg your pardon. Donovan West defeating Frankfurt 25-16 and 25-8. It's Frankfurt and Troy coming up next here in the second matchup of the evening. Frankfurt defeating Troy earlier this year. It was a straight sets victory back in early September. Frankfurt, though, now 4-5 over their last 9 matches, including the loss to D. West in the opening matchup here tonight. Both teams are taking the courts, red jersey tops for Frankfurt, and Troy going to rock the pink shirts. Very nicely done there. They got blue shorts, pink shirts, gray shorts, red shirts for Frankfurt. And Troy just 2-24 on the year, 1-12 in TVL play. Frankfurt with the loss to D. West, 11-19 now overall, 5-8 in a TVL play. Troy and D. West will be the final match of the evening here tonight. So again, thanks for tuning in. Don't forget another week of locker room chats get going tomorrow across the Kansaland airwaves, previewing the second to last week on the regular season in high school football. So hard to believe, fall sports coming down to it. So we are underway. Frankfurt getting the serve, quickly pushed back over by Troy. Now Frankfurt with a set spike attempt and a good dig there by Troy's Avery Euler. Now Frankfurt back in opportunity, trying to bounce back after the loss to D. West. Troy setting it up. There's a spike. It's blocked at the net. Troy gets the first point. It's Jaden Johnson, the junior. And Troy with a 1-0 lead. Troy back to serve. It's Parthamer, or I should say that is Avery Euler, and it's going to be an ace. And a 2-0 lead for Troy here in the early going. So Avery Euler, senior once again. That one is on the line. It's going to be an ace. Back line for Frankfurt. Let it go. Thought it was out. It was not. 3-0. Troy off to a quick start here in the first set. Euler again with a nice pace to that serve. Frankfurt pushing it back over on a second hit. McConaughey, the libero, sets it up front. Tapped over, and it's on the net. And I believe Frankfurt was on the net there, and Troy's going to get that point as well. 4-0 Troy here in the early going. It's Euler once again to serve, and she throws that one into the net. And Frankfurt gets their first point on a service error. Addie Gross, the sophomore, sets the serve away for Frankfurt. First time here in the first set. Good pace, McConaughey in the back line, setting it up. There's the spike attempt, and just getting too much of it was Paige Hines. And quickly back-to-back points for Frankfurt, cutting into that Troy deficit, 4-2. Frankfurt sends it over on the serve. There's the bump set near side. There's the spike attempt, kind of awkwardly hit off the hand, but Frankfurt able to settle it in, and then a second hit is pushed well out of play, and Troy gets the point. It's 5-2 Trojans. Sub-checking into the game, it's going to be Anna Fleek, a junior. She'll step back to serve for Troy, replacing the junior Bennett. So Fleek sends it over. Cornelison on the back line. Frankfurt sets it up for the spike. It's blocked, but it goes out of play. Frankfurt gets the point. They're down 5-3. Scroller back to serve. Good pace over the tip top of the net. Troy, and then that one gets pushed into the net by Abby Parks, the senior. And Frankfurt's right back into it. They've scored four of the last five, and they trail 5-4. McConaughey sets it up on the back line, pushing it front right, third try, Troy getting it over. Back line set, pushed here to the front. Spike attempt for Frankfurt, goes to Fleek on the backside. Fleek pushing it up front, there's the spike attempt, and then it hits off the back line of Frankfurt, and Troy gets the point. They lead 6-4. So quick sub into the game. That's Keely Jasper, a junior, checks in on the front line for Troy. Fleek sends the serve to the back line. Then off the fingertips and then barely getting it back over does Frankfurt on the third try. And then that one hits the ceiling, but Frankfurt's still in control and they can't get it back over. And Troy gets another point. They lead 7-4. So we saw these issues in the second set for Frankfurt against Donovan West, just really having trouble getting good contact with the ball and just kind of knocking it out of play and hurting themselves. Kind of an awkward pushover. Frankfurt gets it over, though. Now Troy a chance, but on a third try, just having to bump it back over, and a little bit of English on it. Paige Hines, the senior, earning a point for Troy. And they're back to a double-up lead, 8-4. You're in the first set. But Troy with the serve, sends it back over. Pushing it up here, front left, spike attempts, and then Fleek lost control of it. Good pace behind it for Hardwick, and Frankfurt gets the point. They're now down 8-5. And then a sub will check in for the Wildcats. It's Bussman, who will go back to serve her team, down 8-5 here in the first set. There's the bump. Here's the set up front, and there's the spike attempt, and beautiful location. Front left for Hines, and Troy extending their lead. They're up 9-5. So Troy off to a good start. There are only two wins this year against Onega and Horton. Those have come within the last couple of weeks. Frankfurt 4-5 over their last nine. And that serve goes out of play. It hits the antenna on the side, and a service error gives Frankfurt the point. They're now down 9-6. Frankfurt back to serve with Hardwick. Hardwick sends it over. It's fairly long, but Fleek keeps it in play, and then two bodies run into each other, but it gets on over. Frankfurt a chance. Here's the set up front. Not really a good set. Instead of a spike, they have to push it back over. Now a chance here for Troy. Spike attempt onto the back line, and it's dug up there by Frankfurt. There's the spike attempt backside. Fleek nicely done, pushing it back over, and then another spike attempt to Fleek on the backside, and it goes out of play, and it's going to be a point for Frankfurt, and they're down 9-7. Hardwick back to serve. Stands back right. Sends it middle. And into the air, sent back, and then awkwardly getting him back over is Troy. Backline sent for Hardwick, pushing it up front. Here's the spike attempt for Frankfurt backline. It goes up, hits the ceiling. Fleek puts it to the front of the net, and on a third try, they're not going to be able to get it over. It's going to be another point for Frankfurt, 9-8. Down one, trying to tie here on this opportunity here with Hardwick back to serve. Sends it over, kind of a knuckleball pace. Third opportunity, Fleek slaps it over with the right hand. Frankfurt again, pushing it up front. Front left, spike attempt tips. But Fleek on the back line, saving it up for Troy. There's a spike attempt. That one's going to go long, and it's going to be a point for Frankfurt, and we're tied at 9. So Frankfurt has scored 4 straight, 5 of the last 6 to tie this one back up. Hardwick to serve, back right, sends it the back right side of Troy where Fleek is standing, and then that one tapped over, an easy point for Troy right over the front line, and it's 10-9 Trojans. Get a sub into the game. Bennett will check in for Fleek. Troy with the 1-point advantage here in the first set, 10-9. Zabby Parks, the senior, to serve, throws it up high, sends it across with the right hand. Cornelison saves it, a near ace. Here's the spike attempt on the backside, Parks getting it over. It hits the net, and it's going to be a point for Frankfurt. It's crawling over the rafters and out of play, so it's 10-10 here in the first set. And it's Kayla Cornelison, the senior libero, back to serve for Frankfurt. She'll send it over. Here's the bump set. Front left spike attempt. Sent back over. Cornelison there for Frankfurt. They'll push it here to the front left. There's a spike attempt. It's blocked, but in play, and Frankfurt gets the point, and they take the lead, 11-10. Cornelison back to serve again. Frankfurt taking the lead here in the first set, 11-10. There's a good dig by Abby Parks, keeping it alive, but the second hit is out of play. Frankfurt another point. Their lead is 12-10. So Frankfurt gathering momentum. They were down 8-4 and 9-5, but they have put together a rally here to right now have a two-point lead. Sent back over by Troy. Now here's a chance for Frankfurt. From the far right to the front left corner. Good dig on the back line, but it goes into the net, and Frankfurt gets the point. Four straight, and eight of the last 9 points have gone to the Wildcats. 13-10 their lead, set one. Cornelison sends it over here, front left, and then it's bumped out of play. Miscommunication there between two Troy defenders here on the near side, and it's 14-10. Frankfurt here in set one. Cornelison again, trying to keep the momentum going. Good pace to the serve. Back line, though, it's set up by McConaughey. To the front, sent to the back line. Cornelison for Frankfurt has it, pushed up front. There's a pushover attempt on the third try. Now Troy will push it back over. Bumped up in the air by Bussman. Bussman here to the near side. Spike attempt. Good dig on the back line there by Troy's Abby Parks, keeping it alive. And then tapped at the line. It's going to be a point for Troy. It's Bennett getting that one. Much needed point, though, for Troy. Now down 14-11 here in the first set. Troy with the serve. Sends it over. Nice diving save on the back line for Frankfurt to keep it alive. Here's a spike attempt in a good spot. Goes up into the net and then under the net. It's a Frankfurt point, and it's 15-11. Subs into the game for both teams. Parthamer checks in for Frankfurt on the front line. That serve goes out by Dollinghouse, and a point for Troy. Now down 15-12. Troy back to serve. That's with Euler. Euler to the back line up front here for Frankfurt. And then off the hand and out of play by Parthamer. And another point for Troy. They're now down two at 15-13. They've scored three of the last four to inch a little bit closer. Euler again with a good serve. Cornelison on the back line setting it up. Front of the net. Slapped over. Good dig on the backside there by Parks. Troy an opportunity with the spike, but it's going to be long. Sent long by Hines. 16-13 Frankfurt. This one sent over by Hattie Gross and then misplayed on the back line by McConaughey, and it's 17-13 Frankfurt here in the first set. So Hattie Gross back to serve once again to the front left, and that lands in play. It's an ace for Gross, and it's 18-13. I think we're going to get a whistle and a timeout. We do. Timeout, Troy. 18-13, set one. Back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hungry for pizza? The October special is so good it's scary at the Pizza Bakery in Horton. The Gruesome Twosome is back with two medium single topping pizzas for only $21.99. The Pizza Bakery always uses 100% real meat and cheese, no fillers, and they have a full menu of wraps, wings, salads, sandwiches, breadsticks, and even desserts. And the new hot case to grab and go. Always great food and great variety. Call in, carry out, or eat in at 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They appreciate your local support.
Kansaland Radio.
First set, match number two, Frankfurt and Troy. I think they're missing a point for Frankfurt. I believe it should be 18-13, but it's still showing 17-13. So I might have missed something there, but we'll go with what the scoreboard says. 17-13 in favor of Frankfurt in the opening set against Troy. Sent on over. Dug on the backside by Parks. Spike attempt sent over. Good diving save by Hardwick for Frankfurt. And then Cornelison on a third try. Running to her right. Sends it back over. Troy gets it back over on a third try from the back line. Pushed here to the near side. Hardwick will try for the kill, but not much pace to it. Back line save there by Parks. Now Troy an opportunity. But dug up on the backside by Gross, and then back into the left corner, finds a seam, and it's 18-13. Frankfurt by five here in the opening set. Sent on over by Hattie Gross. Then on the return shot over, Troy can't get it over the net. It's 19-13. Gross again sends it over, just barely getting over the top of the net. The dig goes back over. Now Frankfurt here with a try for the spike. Hardwick, but dug up. Nice job by Parks. Chance for Troy. Front of the net. Sends it over. Back right. Dug up by Hardwick. Pushed. Backside. Kill shot blocked at the net. And it's going to be a point for Troy. Frankfurt in the net. It's 19-14 Frankfurt. So this will be Fleek back to serve, the junior for Troy. And she puts it right into the net. 20-14 in favor of Frankfurt. Scroller back to serve for Frankfurt. Sends it back right. Dug up in the air by Parks. Pushed here to the front of the net. And then sent back over, and it is out of play. Wildcats get the point. 21-14, a football score. Frankfurt trying to close out the first set. Troy, they've been competitive. They've been hanging around. Conahay on the back line. They set it here to the near side. Spike attempt there by Johnson. Now Frankfurt an opportunity with a kill. It's Hardwick putting it down. 22-14. Frankfurt 7 of the last 8 points. And we're going to get another whistle and another timeout. 22-14 in favor of Frankfurt. First set, match 2. We're back in a moment here on 103.9 KNZA.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Kansaland Radio.
22-14, Frankfurt over Troy here in the first set. Match 2 here at Donovan West. Donovan West beat Frankfurt in the first matchup in straight sets, 25-16, 25-8. Frankfurt trying to win the first one here, and right when I say that, slapped into the net. That's Keller for the Wildcats. Troy gets the point. They're now down 22-15. McConaughey back to serve for Troy. Fleek on the back line with her as well, alongside Euler. Sent over back left, pushing it here front left. Here's the kill. Hardwick sends it long. Point for Troy. So out of the timeout, back-to-back points for the Trojans, now down 22-16. Conahay to serve. Sends it over, back middle. Pushed up front, near side, Hardwick kill, it's good. Tipped over the line, but into the soft spot, back left, where no one was standing for Troy, it's 23-16. So two away from wrapping up the first set is Frankfurt. Bussman on the back line, sends it across. Troy hitting from left to right here, slapped on over. Good diving save, and it gets back over. Frankfurt with good defense there. Now it hits the roof, and scrambling to get it over, they do. Hardwick on the final one gets it over with one hand running towards the net, and then that one on the way back over doesn't get over the net. Frankfurt gets the point, and it's set point for Frankfurt up 24-16. Sent on over, good save there by McConaughey. Pushed up front, third shot, goes into the net, and that is ball game here in set one, 25-16 in favor of Frankfurt. We'll take a timeout. Set number two coming up, Frankfurt winning the first set over Troy, 25-16. Again, set number two coming up. We're back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Mark Starr at GM Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GM Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Kristen Fastnight with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services. I'd like to remind you about our Horton Clinic location. If you're from the Whiting, Effingham, or Everest areas, our Horton location will make things easier for you to receive physical therapy services. If you need post-surgical PT or have mobility or balance problems or need wound care, let myself or Amanda Wilhelm or Mark Sudbeck work with you and get you back to good health. See us at STARS at 201 West 8th in Horton.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Schedule your livestock processing in Anderson Meats in Troy. They're now scheduling appointments for January of 2022. Call them at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats at Troy, striving to give their customers top-notch service for meat processing. Janelle and Curtis thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, located south on Last Chance Road. Call 785-985-2292. 785-985-2292.
Kansaland Radio.
Indeed, it's Kansaland Radio, 103.9 KNZA, or if you're listening online at mscsports.net, appreciate you tonight. Halfway through our Jonathan West try is Frankfurt took the first set from Troy here in match number two, 25-16, getting ready to start set number two between the two. They switch sides. Troy serves first from right to left. Frankfurt back line sets it up for the front. There's the kill shot, hit in the air, and it falls. Point there for Parthamer. And Frankfurt's the early 1-0 lead. Troy scored the first four in the first set. Had a 5-2 lead, 8-4 lead, and a 9-5 lead. But at that point, Frankfurt took over. And that one finds the line inside for a quick tie. As Bennett finds the open lane for the Trojans to knot it up at one here in set number two. This will be Fleek back to serve the junior for Troy. Sends it here to the near side. Might have been out, but saved by Frankfurt. They'll keep it in play. Cornelison sends it over from the back line with the right hand. Pushed up here front left. There's the spike attempt right to Cornelison. Frankfurt has it. Third chance. They got to push it back over. They do on the reverse. Now Troy an opportunity. They set it up here to the near side, but not a chance for a spike. They have to hit it back over. Pushed front left. Hardwick sends it over with some touch, and then a nice one-handed flick to get it back over here on the side for Frankfurt. Pushing it up front. Hardwick tips it over. Another diving save. Good rally here, and then this one's going to go out of play, and it's going to be a point for the Wildcats. Their lead is 2-1. So good rally there by both teams. Just an unforced error there as Bennett couldn't keep it in play and threw it up here in front of me towards the Frankfurt bench. Sent on over by Frankfurt. 2-1 here early set two. Wildcats won the first set 25-16. Backline save, push to the far side. Hardwick taps it over. Backline save, good dive there by Fleek to keep it alive. Troy sends it over, good pace, and finds it in the open spot between the lines. And Jaden Johnson, a nice job there to tie it up at 2-2. McConaughey back to serve. The libero for Troy and sends it here front left. Now Hardwick on the backside using two hands to push it on over. Troy a chance here. They send it to the way back and then hits it up into the net. Not sure. They're going the wrong way there. Frankfurt gets the point. They lead 3-2. So Frankfurt with an ace. 4-2, double up lead. That's Bussman on the back end getting that one done. 4-2, Frankfurt here in set two. Bussman again sends it over from left to right. Set up in the air by Bennett. They push it here front left and then an underhand shot over the net. Frankfurt an opportunity. Push it from the right front left. Hardwick kill and she knocks it home. 5-2 Wildcats. Frankfurt doing a good job getting the bump set spike routine. Troy again just having some issues. A lot of their second hits are going away from the net. At that point, you can't do much with it, and then that one goes into the net. An unforced error for Troy. Another point for Frankfurt. Their lead 6-2. Mutzman sends it over, and then Bennett to Fleek, and then Fleek again wrong direction. Frankfurt's jumping out to a little bit of a cushion here. 7-2 their lead here, set 2. They won set 1, 25-16. Mutzman again sends it over. Good spot, and then it just hits off the hands of Avery Euler and out of play, and it's 8-2. Six straight points for Frankfurt after it was 2-2 early. Bussman sends it over. McConaughey on the back line, and then tap back over on the reverse shot. Hardwick from left to right sends it this way, and on a third shot, it's going to be Dollinghouse that sends it over. Now Troy a chance for a spike, but stopped on the back line there by Bussman. Bussman, Hardwick for the spike and the kill. 9-2 Frankfurt here early. Gathering momentum from the latter end of the first set where they scored 9 of the last 13 to put it away. Scored 9 of the first 11 here. Third shot, deflected, sent back over. Troy has it, underhand over, now pushed over. Troy with it, they send it back, trying to get it back over. Frankfurt now on the front line, setting it up. Pushed on over by Bussman, but Hartman's spike attempt goes into the nets, and Troy gets the point, now down 9-3. Stops a run of 7 straight points for the Wildcats. Troy finally an opportunity to serve. It's going to be Paige Hines, the senior. Hines throws it up, sends it, just grazing the net, gets on over, but Frankfurt does a nice job here. Hardwick underhands it back over on a third attempt. Back line for Fleek. Troy, chance for a spike, back line. Cornelison saves it. Having to get it back over, they do. Tip to the back line. McConaughey, her attempt at getting it up on a set, goes behind her. And out of play, Frankfurt gets the point, 10-3 their lead. Emma Hardwick back to serve for the Wildcats. 10-3 here, set 2. Frankfurt's lead over Troy, and then issues for Troy trying to handle the Hardwick serve. And it's 11-3 as that one goes into the net. So Hardwick standing back right. Good pace here. Middle right is where it lands. As Hines sets up for a teammate, gets it on over. Miscommunication. Dollinghouse, though, sets it up. There's the spike attempt. And then into the rafters, and then Troy having to get it back over. They do. Set up here by Frankfurt. I think we get a whistle, and it's going to be a point for Frankfurt. It's going to be a double hit against Troy, and the lead continues to extend. 12-3 Frankfurt here, set 2. Nice slide to the knees to keep that one alive. Third shot gets it over. Now Frankfurt an opportunity. Far side. Spike attempt to the back corner. McConaughey saves it. Pushed up front. Troy an opportunity. Slaps it to the back end and then miscommunication on the back line, and Troy's going to get the point. It was hit by Bussman, but out of play. It's 12-4 Frankfurt. This will be Abby Parks back to serve for Troy. Again, they're rocking pink shirts, blue shorts, Frankfurt's gray shorts, red tops. Slapped on over. Back line. Here's the bump set. There's the spike. Hit on over and then off the hands. And out of play. Hines couldn't handle it. And it's 13-4 Frankfurt. Sub into the game. Cornelison, the libero for Frankfurt, back to serve. Her team leading set 2, 13-4 against Troy. Little off to it, but just gets over the net. Pushed here to the front middle. Slapped on over to the back line. Good save there by Emma Hardwick. Pushed on over. Now Troy an opportunity at the front of the net. It's blocked by Frankfurt's Scroller and then kept alive by Troy. The Wildcats an opportunity here. Scroller again. Slaps it, but it's going to be out of play. And the Trojans get a point. 13-5 Frankfurt. Sub into the game. Jaden Johnson checks in on the front line for Troy. Sent on over back line. Set up by Gross. Gross with the finish, and it is in just inside the back right corner, and it's 14-5. Great placement there by Gross after being set up by her teammates front left of the net. Frankfurt back to serve, sends it on over near ace, but dug out of there by Keely Jasper for Troy. Pushed here near side. There's a spike attempt. Back line saved there by Troy. Tapped on over. Good diving save there by Emma Hardwick. And then there's another kill going into the back left corner for Frankfurt. And the lead is 10. It's 15-5. Timeout, Troy. Set two. Frankfurt in control. 15-5. Their lead over Troy. We're back in 30 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Thanks for tuning in, 103.9 KNZA, MSCSports.net. I'm Brandon Tam and Kurt Kilman back on the ones and twos, doing a great job as always. Frankfurt's in control here in set two over Troy. They lead 15-5. They won the first set 25-16, so trying to wrap this one up in a straight set as we are coming out of a timeout. Final matchup will be Donovan West and Troy. That'll follow this one here as Donovan West won the first matchup against Frankfurt 25-16 and 25-8. Troy gets it on over. Second punch. Center of the net. Pushed on over by Dollinghouse for Frankfurt. Mishandled on the back line. And Frankfurt another point. 16-5 their lead. This will be Alexis Dollinghouse, the sophomore, to send it away towards the back line and then out of play. Another point for the Wildcats, 17-5. Cruise control. Rotations made. Frankfurt sets. And there's the serve. Back line bumping it up is Troy. They push it to the front of the net. Slapped on over. Good diving save there by Frankfurt's Hattie Gross. And then that one gets knocked out of play to the wrong side. They go to the JV court. Troy gets the point. Now down 17-6. This will be Avery Euler. Back to serve. Slaps it on over. Good pace, but just too long. And it's 18-6 Frankfurt. And just down to the final couple weeks. Here in the regular season. This is our final regular season broadcast here across the Kansas Land airwaves. Of course, we'll have plenty of postseason coverage for you once we get to that point here in a couple of weeks. Frankfurt working hard to get this point, but Troy doing a nice job of getting that one back over. Frankfurt has it. Dollinghouse sets it up here to the near side, punched on over, and it finds the soft spot. It's Parthamer finishing on the nice feed by Dollinghouse, and it's 19-6 in favor of the Wildcats. It's going to be Gross sending it over, front of the net, and then tapped. Kind of double-teamed to get that one to the front of the net. Now Troy an opportunity here. They set it up to the backside. There's a good spike attempt and good placement by Paige Hines. It's a point for Troy. Down now 19-7. Hines will come out. Anna Fleek will come in for Troy to serve. 19-7 Frankfurt set two. They won the first set 25-16. Cornelison should have let that one go, but saves it. Now it gets into the net, and it's going to be a point for the Trojans. Now 19-8, the Frankfurt lead. Will be Fleek back to serve. Stands back right. Sends it back middle. Cornelison right there. Dollinghouse sets it up. Good spike. Troy with the dig. Gets it to the front of the net, but just can't getting it back over the net. Abby Parks mistimed her jump. Point for the Wildcats. They lead 20-8. A couple subs checking in. Kennedy Seleska gets on the front line for Frankfurt. And Abby Rose is into the game as well. First time for Frankfurt. She gets a dig on the back line. Dollinghouse pushes it back over. 28 Frankfurt in control here in the second set, trying to put it away. There's a double hit. 21-8. Frankfurt needing four now to put this one away. This will be Abby Rose, and a timeout taken. 21-8 Frankfurt, 4 points from putting this one on ice. We'll take a break. We're back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Moreland James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley, would like to spotlight the Northeast Kansas Commercial Lending Team. David Crawford, Market President, has over 29 years banking experience and specializes in production agriculture and cattle financing. I'm Nick Harling, with 24 years of banking experience and specialize in production agriculture and commercial business. We are here for your commercial banking needs and to help you with your financial goals. Please visit a Moreland James location or visit our website at bankbv.com.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Set two, Frankfurt close to closing this one out against Troy, winning the first set 25-16. They're up 21-8 here in set number two. Donovan West and Troy will wrap things up in the third match. Frankfurt needing 4 points to put this one away. They're on the serve. It's Abby Rose, senior, sends it on through left to right. Good diving save by McConaughey, setting it up front here for Troy. There's the spike, and there's the kill. Abby Parks getting it for Troy, and it's 21-9 Frankfurt. So McConaughey, the libero for Troy, back line set to serve this one from right to left. Sends it long, but saved in by Frankfurt. Dollinghouse setting it up. Hardwick pushing it to the front of the net, gets it back and sends it over. Now Troy, front of the net, sets it up right over the edge to battle for it. And I think we get a whistle, and it's going to be point Frankfurt. 22-9 is their lead. So this will be Bussman back to serve, sends it through with the right hand. Troy setting it up front. The set goes over, easy for Dollinghouse now. There's the push. Hardwick taps it over, point Frankfurt, 23-9. So two away from closing this one out. Bussman back to serve, sends it over with the right hand. Here's the set, front of the net. It's tapped up by Parks, blocked at the net, and down on the Troy side. Point Frankfurt, match point, 24-9 is the score. And Bussman will do the dirty deed, getting this one on over. Troy an opportunity, slaps it over, and that one falls for a point. Credit goes to Paige Hines. It's 24-10. Still match point for the Wildcats. Trojans back to serve. It'll be Hines to do the work there. Sends it over with the right hand, back line. Knocked up in the air by Gross. Gross Hardwick sends it, and that is in, and that's your ball game. 25-10, the final. Frankfurt sweeping this one, 25-16, 25-10 over Troy. We'll take a quick break, come back, recap this one, and get you set for the final match of the evening with Donovan West and Troy. That's coming up in 2 minutes right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Those chilly fall nights, the sound of the band. You just can't beat the experience of a small-town football game. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska of Union State Bank of Horton. You will see familiar faces from the USB team in the stands at those games because we live and work where you do. We will be cheering on the team, watching our kids play with yours. It's the little things and the big things that make USB rich in community. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hungry for pizza? The October special is so good it's scary at the Pizza Bakery in Horton. The Gruesome Twosome is back with two medium single topping pizzas for only $21.99. The Pizza Bakery always uses 100% real meat and cheese, no fillers, and they have a full menu of wraps, wings, salads, sandwiches, breadsticks, and even desserts. And the new hot case to grab and go. Always great food and great variety. Call in, carry out, or eat in at 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They appreciate your local support.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Jonathan West honoring their three senior volleyball players here tonight in between the second and third matches. Jaden Taylor, Isabel Serrano, and Sydney Smith, the three seniors for the Mustangs being honored. Second match in the books. Frankfurt finishing the Knights 1-1 as they defeat Troy in straight sets, 25-16 and 25-10. They lost the first match to Donovan West, 25-16. And 25-8. So it's Troy and Donovan West, the final matchup of the evening. Again, pausing here a little bit for senior night recognition for the Mustangs volleyball team. So Frankfurt's going 1-1 tonight. They get to now 6-8 in a TBL play and now 12-19 overall. Going 1-1 tonight. Troy with a loss. They drop to 1-13 and TBL play 2-25 overall. And Troy will get the host school, Donovan West, here in the final match of the evening. So again, the first two matches in the books. Donovan West defeating Frankfurt straight sets 25-16 and 25-8. And then Frankfurt over Troy in straight sets 25-16 and 25-10. So, in between matches, we will go ahead and send it back to our studios. 103.9 KNZA, Kurt Kilman will keep you busy for the next few minutes. Probably 10 or 15 minutes or so, we'll be back, and we'll get you set for the final match between Troy and Donovan West. Again, back to the studios, back in about 10 or 15 for Troy and Donovan West here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.